Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and I'm back, and the rain is back. It looks like the next week or so we will have a wetter-than-average weather pattern across much of the Midwest and cooler than average, especially across the northern tier of states where there were some areas that may have picked up a little frost over the weekend, even some light freezes in the far northwestern portion of the corn and soybean belt. Water, there is no shortage anywhere across the eastern corn belt. There are some pockets of a little bit drier conditions in soil across portions of Nebraska, South Dakota, and the southern half of Minnesota. In fact, there's an area in northwestern Wisconsin they are almost too severe. Maybe there is a slight area around La Crosse, Wisconsin, that is still in severe drought. That's about the only area east of the Mississippi River and the main growing areas that is looking at any dryness issues. The rest of the eastern corn belt from adequate to excessive moisture. So again, if it's not in the ground, it's we're still going to have some trouble. If it's in the ground, the conditions are going to be favorable as far as the development of corn and soybeans in the eastern and southern portions. Maybe a little bit too cool, and that could lead to a little risk of some of the crop problems to the north with winter wheat and yellowing of the emerged summer crop developing across, again, the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt. The 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day outlook continue to show trends that will have mostly above average precipitation for a good portion of the corn and soybean belt. There will be pockets where conditions are more in line, but again, the general trend will be for an active weather pattern across much of the area for the next 2 weeks. Now, in the Delta and the Southeast, showers and thunderstorms over the weekend brought rain into most areas. In the southeastern corner, the heaviest rainfall from northeastern Florida into southeastern Georgia and in central and southern South Carolina. Areas that had been in a long-term drought across central and southern Florida, again, that has been alleviated, and now just a small area in far southwestern Florida that is being considered abnormally dry. But again, the rains this spring and early summer now have been drought busters there. Net drying is expected to occur across portions of the southeastern U.S. and into the Delta over the next couple weeks, and some of the drier regions in the lower Delta may become a little too dry over time. That really is looking like the only area that will be in need of precipitation if it doesn't come at timely times over the next couple weeks. And elsewhere across the country, in the west, cool weather is slowing crop development in most areas. Unusually heavy showers will continue across the northern intermountain region. We just had an influx of Pacific moisture that came in, and scattered showers were found in a couple locations with severe weather, and one report of grapefruit-sized hail in northeastern Colorado that is getting into the hail belt area there. Again, over the next couple weeks, cooler than normal conditions are expected across pretty much the northern half of the nation and much of the western states. Near to above normal temperatures are expected in the southern plains and into the southeast. And again, the driest areas will be limited to the upper Midwest and in the Rio Grande River Valley. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.